isn't interested, you move on to the next. I bend down to grab my backpack when a pair of pretty heels show up in my line of vision.
Did you have a question, Mr. Royal?
Ms. Mann asks softly. I raise my head slowly, taking in her long legs, the curve of her hip, the indentation at her waist where her prim white blouse is tucked into the equally modest skirt. Her chest heaves under my examination, and the pulse at her neck flutters wildly. Yeah, do you have any solutions to my in-class problem? I place my hand on her hip. As she gasps, I run a finger along the waistband of her skirt. I'm having a hard time concentrating. She takes another deep breath.
Is that right?
I think it's because every time I look at you, I get the feeling you're having problems concentrating too. I smile faintly. Maybe because you're fantasizing about getting bent over your desk while everyone in calc watches. Ms. Mann gulps.
Mr. Royal, I don't have the slightest idea what you're referring to. Please remove your hand from my waist.
Sure. I slide my palm lower so that my fingers are dusting the hem of her skirt. Is this a better place for it? Because I can stop altogether. Our gazes lock. Last chance, Ms. Mann. We're both acutely aware of how I'm ruining her skirt and possibly her reputation, but her feet are glued to the floor. Her voice is hoarse when she finally speaks.
That's fine, Mr. Royal. I think you'll find that the solution to your concentration problem is in your hands.
I slide my palms underneath the skirt and flash her a cocky grin. I'm trying to eliminate the problematic functions. Her eyelids flutter shut in surrender.
We should not be doing this.
She chokes out. I know. That's why it's so good. Her thighs clench under my hands. The naughtiness of this scene, knowing we could be caught anytime, knowing that she's absolutely the last person I should be touching, makes this a million times hotter. Her hand falls to my shoulders and her fingers dig into the $2,000 Tom Ford designed school blazer as she tries to balance herself. My own fingers work their magic. Small, muffled sounds fill the empty classroom until there's nothing but her heavy breathing. With a satisfied sigh, Ms. Mann backs away, smoothing her hands across her wrinkled skirt before lowering herself to her knees.
Your turn,
she whispers. I stretch my legs out and lean back. AP Calc is absolutely the best class I've ever taken at Astor Park. When she's done giving me my extra credit, a hesitant smile settles on her face. Her hair brushes the tops of my thighs as she leans close to murmur,
You can come over tonight. My daughter is in bed by 10.
I freeze. This could have ended in many directions, but I was really hoping to avoid this one. A dozen excuses race through my mind, but before I can get one out, the classroom door opens.
Oh my God!
Both Ms. Mann and I whirl toward the doorway. I catch a glimpse of ink-black hair and the navy Astor Park jacket. Ms. Mann shoots to her feet and stumbles. I jump forward to catch her. She's weak-kneed as I help her brace herself on a desk.
Oh, God,
she says numbly.
Who was that? Do you think she saw?
Saw Ms. Mann on her knees, saw that my pants are undone and Ms. Mann's clothing is rumpled. Yeah, she saw. She saw, I say aloud. The confirmation only freaks her out more. With an anguished moan, she drops her face into her palms.
Oh, God, I'm going to get fired.
I finish putting myself together and reach for my bag, hastily shoving my stuff in it. Nah, it'll be fine. But I don't say it with much confidence, and she knows it.
No, it won't be fine.
I shoot a worried glance at the door.
Shh, someone's gonna hear you. Someone saw us.
She hisses back, panic filling her eyes and trembling in her voice.
You need to go find that girl, find her and do your Easton Royal thing and make sure she doesn't say anything.
My Easton Royal thing. Ms. Mann hurries on before I can ask what the heck she expects me to do.
I can't get fired. I can't. I have a daughter to support.
Her voice starts shaking again.
Fix this. Please just go and fix this.
Okay, I assure her. I'll fix it. How? I have no frickin' idea, but Ms. Mann is 2 seconds away from a nervous breakdown. She lets out another low moan.
And this can never happen again, do you understand me? Never again.
I'm totally cool with that.